Good evening, and welcome to the next episode of FieroCast. Before we get started, we just have an important update from the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. As a result in the delay of the November-December 2023 Fiero Focus, they are extending the NIFE membership renewal deadline from 12/31/23 through January 31st of 2024. To take advantage of the early bird discount, we encourage you to renew early to continue enjoying the numerous benefits of NIFE, along with their membership, just one of which is Fiero Focus magazine, which is published bi-monthly, 6 issues per year. To date, they have published over 200 issues over a span of more than 30 years. It remains the most consistent, longest-running publication by any Fiero organization in the world. Each issue is 20 pages in length and printed in full color. Each issue includes at least one technical article along with a full-length feature article as well as our Meet a Member feature. Be sure to visit FieroFocus.com to renew your membership at the discounted low rate of $25. All right, so welcome to this episode. I wish I had started FieroCast many years before I had started it in 2020. Because there are so many people I want to talk with. This episode, I will read you One Man's Making of a Dream. Many may have known Lothar Becker from the Chicago area with his silver V8 North Star. But before we get into Lothar's story, we are pleased to announce that FieroCast has been awarded the Best Iconic American Car Brand Enthusiast Club 2023 in Illinois by Business Concepts. An organization based in the United Kingdom, published quarterly, the Business Concept brings its leadership the most up-to-date insights and features of businesses with presence in digital media. The Automotive Award is a program that recognizes and celebrates the achievements of one of the best and brightest in its specific industry, including manufacturers and suppliers to dealers with service providers. FieroCast has over 40 episodes and more are coming. FieroCast has been a project that started back in 2020 for the Fiero community. Thank you to the Fiero community for your support and listening to FieroCast. It has been a pleasure producing each and every episode for you. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of FieroCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past FieroCast episodes at FieroFocus.com or on our Facebook page. We'd like to thank our FieroCast supporters for this final episode of 2023, the Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonter Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, Golden Eye Graphic, and the NIFE Store, as well as a Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast. This episode, the final episode of 2023, is brought to you by the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts, and the Fiero Store. What are the benefits of the membership of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts? Your annual membership of $30 helps to maintain and further expand with these benefit resources for the Fiero community and you. So, what are some of these highlighted resources? 5 club meetings each year. These Zoom-based online meetings so you can listen anywhere in the United States or in the world. These monthly events engage with fellow club members and key members of the Fiero community to get to know them and learn more of their experiences with their Fieros. We have 2 Facebook pages, at Knife Club and at Fiorama. Our heavily updated website at FieroFocus.com is one of the best Fiero sites to get the most information for you on a Fiero or just technical stuff on the Fiero itself. What are some of these pages? We have event pages, quick access to event information for ease reference. Our award-winning FieroCast. We have a huge library of previous club meetings, past Fiorama videos, how-to videos, club and club meeting presentations. Fiero Focus also has the NIFE Garage, has anything you need in the form of Fiero Tech Tips, Doctor Detail, detailing your Fiero, from the workbench, over 10 FIRO-related articles from FIRO Focus. We have archived FIRO Tech Tips, FIRO Focus Index, the FIRO Technical Service Bulletin articles, as well as FIRO Code Reader identifications to help you learn more about what code is coming up in your FIRO. We have our FIROrama page, our page dedicated to the FIRO Club's largest event of the year. And don't forget, FIRO Focus Magazine. FIRO Focus Magazine is published bi-monthly, 6 issues per year. And to date, they have published over 200 issues over the span of 30 years. It is the most consistent, longest running publication by any FIRO organization in the world. If you are a member of KNIFE, you get into FIRORama, our annual FIRO-only 3-day weekend event for free. Our membership base has always been between right around 350 members from 43 states, Canada, Puerto Rico, Germany, and Australia. Don't forget, if you're a member of KNIFE, you also get a 5% discount on the FIRO store's non-GM items in their product line. You can post ads, you can post mechanic referrals in the new bits and pieces section of the website. And don't forget, annually, a portion of all the proceeds from the NIFE merchandise sales are donated to support local charities. Want to join? Just $30? Visit FIROfocus.com, click on the FIROfocus.com store, click on annual membership, $30, and you're in.
We know how hard it is to find FIRO parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new FIRO parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies that support us. For nearly 30 years, the FIRO store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would even consider. So, next time you need FIRO parts, head over to thefirostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your FIRO. That's FIROstore.com, the world's largest source of FIRO parts.
All right. Before we get into Lothar's Making of a Dream, let's talk about the Pontiac design concept excitement for the 1980s. To express FIRO in its simplest terms would be a gross injustice, but to gain appreciation for what Pontiac engineering magic was and has accomplished, you first have to understand what the FIRO concept started out to be. In plain language, FIRO is a sporty, exciting, highly fuel-efficient, highly styled 2-seat personal sports car. Pontiac has taken this simple, straightforward concept and turned it into a rolling example of brilliant innovation engineering. It's a formula that has worked well for Pontiac over the years. The FIRO may be the finest expression of the division's engineering prowess to date. The FIRO can be described as an economy car. It can also be considered a practical and durable car. And by its technical specifications alone, FIRO may legitimately be called a sports car. The beauty of the FIRO is that it's all of these cars in one, presented in a distinctive, dramatic, functional, beautiful Pontiac shape. And best of all, the FIRO is one of Pontiac's best examples of what driving is supposed to be all about. Pure, unbridgeable fun. You are about to find out what makes FIRO work and why Pontiac engineers designed it the way they did. You'll see the FIRO progress and show a rare blend of individual features that, when taken together, add up to one of the most innovative and exciting cars ever built. On a side note, kind of going along of the Pontiac engineering and what the Pontiac Fiero was all about, before we get into designing the Fiero, I just want to make note that as the first event in the Fieros at 40 series, hosted by the Midwest Fiero Clubs and the Pontiac Transportation Museum, they present In Conversation with John Chinella. He's the design chief of Pontiac Exteriors Division 2. And back in 1980, John took the responsibility of leading the team of designers who developed the exterior of the Fiero to ready the car for production. The Pontiac Exteriors 2 division staffed worked through the many challenges of designing a production mid-engine car while maintaining the style to make the Fiero a distinguishable Pontiac personality. So this will be a coming up in about a week. This will be an interactive Q&A style presentation Saturday, January 6th, 2024, from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be done via Zoom. You can register at, if you go to Midwest Fiero Club's Facebook page, you can register there. There is a direct link to register for Zoom. And if you wanted to, there is limited seating at the Pontiac Transportation Museum for this event as well. So again, at from 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock Eastern, so Central Time, we're looking at 10 a.m. till noon. Okay. If you have any questions, you can email Jennifer Goss at JGOSS at MidwestFieroClubs.com. All right. Now let's get back into designing the Fiero. When Pontiac engineers began designing the Fiero, some very basic decisions had to be made. Since the traditional body and frame chassis design has given way to a unibody structure on the majority of contemporary cars, Pontiac engineers could have been content with this path for the Fiero. But as you might expect, a more innovative approach was taken to the Fiero. This was called the space frame chassis concept. To better understand the advantages of the space frame, you have to look beyond the automobile for a moment. Think of the basic design of a typical suspension bridge, which is made of individual load-bearing steel supports. Together, these supports form an incredibly strong structure. The beauty of the space frame concept is that it's practically strong in places it needs to be, with excess weight being eliminated from the total structure. Take race cars. They have used this space frame concept almost from the beginning. In a race car, a structural rigidity in a key concern, but has strength, it must be attained while keeping the weight of the car low. So a classic example of a space frame concept is used in NASCAR's Grand National Races. Underneath the body panels of the stock car is a complex network of steel tubing that makes up the actual chassis. These tubes come together strategically in a skeleton-like manner, leaving spaces and saving weight in non-critical areas. Given the design requirements of the Fiero, the space frame concept is almost the perfect ideal solution. So Pontiac engineers wanted to take the Fiero to an extremely strong chassis structure, but they needed to avoid that excess weight that would negatively affect the fuel economy. So the Fiero space frame is a complete, with the Fiero space frame, which is a complete success, is very strong, but well within the original weight goals. The Fiero has achieved one of the highest ratings ever recorded in GM's barrier safety tests. So the Fiero innovation doesn't just stop with the space frame chassis. When you look at it as a whole, Fiero was introduced in September of 1984. It was the first two-seat mid-engine production car ever built by an American manufacturer. Mid-engine. Well, what does mid-engine mean? Mid-engine means that the engine and drivetrain unit is placed behind the driver, but ahead of the rear wheels. The mid-engine drive layouts have been common at the highest levels of international racing since the early 60s, including all Indy type championship cars and Formula One Grand Prix machines. Pontiac engineers decided, okay, on a mid-engine layout, for many of the same reasons that racing car designs do. One of the designs and one of the main design objectives of the Fiero was optimum balance, handling, performance. So the rear wheel drive was a must. Pontiac engineers knew that in the order to achieve this handling goal, the heavy mass of the engine and drivetrain unit had to be placed as close to the center of the car as possible. Given the fact that the Fiero package is compact, a mid-engine layout became the most logical choice. Fiero's engine is mounted transversely and is very accessible for routine servicing. The power of the Fiero is supplied by Pontiac's updated 2.5-liter four-cylinder swirl port engine with electronic fuel ignition powered by a 2.8-liter V6. In order to take advantage of Fiero's mid-engine layout, Pontiac engineers added other significant features to the Fiero. Fully independent suspension with rack and pinion steerings were standard. Because the heavy mass of the drivetrain is not over the front wheels, power steering is not required for the Fiero. The Fiero features four-wheel power disc brakes with lightweight aluminum calipers for consistent stopping for performance. A 23-millimeter front stabilizer bar is par for the standard Fiero suspension package as well. So the Fiero design features work together. The Fiero design features the work together to make one of the most impressive performing Pontiacs in history. One test drive will convince you that Pontiac engineers have done their work well and spot on. As we move on, the Pontiac Fiero manufacturing concept issue was the innovative assembly of the Fiero. The Fiero is built like no other car in the world for one very important reason. Its advanced design concept requires the most advanced assembly technology available. And in some cases, new technology had to be designed and created in order to get that job done right. So Pontiac manufacturing experts played a major role in the Fiero design process. They developed an entirely new and unique assembly in order for the operation to ensure that quality was designed and built in right from the start. Since Pontiac's home plant was selected to build the Fiero, Pontiac manufacturing became responsible for some of the most innovative technology required to build it right the first time. Since the space frame plays such a bias and critical role in the Fiero design concept, Pontiac manufacturing took the responsibility for making it and all other major steel stamping. Over 3,900 individual welds were performed on the space frame during the assembly process. There were three basic module sub-assemblies: front, rear, and compartment floor are all welded together as the first step in assembling the Fiero. The remaining substructures are attached in a single framing station using the single tool concept. While in the single tool weldment, the space frame is automatically pierced so that the net attached points for other chassis components, such as the cradle for the engine and drivetrain, are precisely made. The unique part of the Fiero design concept is separation of cosmetic fit from mechanical function. In other words, the exterior body panels and interior trim items are prepared for all the way through the assembly process, but their installation is one of the very last steps in the final assembly of the Fiero. One of the assembly steps that ensures precise fit of the body panels is the famous milling and drilling machine for the Fiero space frame. The mill and drill machine is a single fixture that prepares the space frame for the location of all the body panels. This is achieved by machining or milling 39 separate body mount pads located on various points of the space frame. The machine also uses a master gauge point on the door frame ring to locate all the holes on the mounting pads for precise drilling. This process is worldwide industry's first. And if you have a chance or had a chance to see this machine, it was massive. So that just kind of gives you a real brief look at what it was and how it was for the manufacturing point of the Fiero. So when you take that and you look at what the Fiero has become, it is an awe-inspiring masterpiece, if you want to call it that. So if you want to learn more on the Fiero space frame, we did a FieroCast episode number 27, and it talks about the Fiero space frame and the body panel tolerance of the Fiero. That is a little bit more in depth on what it took to produce and make the Fiero space frame. And this excerpt or part of the first part of the episode is more of the Pontiac Fiero manufacturing concept of how it became and what it took to get involved in producing the Fiero. But again, listen to episode number 27. It is episode of the Fiero space frame and body tolerance. And I also recommend signing up for the In Conversation with John Chanella as well. This is the first step of Fieros at 40 series, and there will be plenty more to come after that. All right, so now let's jump and jump back into what I wish I could have done many years ago. I had a lot of opportunities to talk to Lothar over the years before he had passed, participated with him at the Chicago World of Wheels, got to see his car numerous occasions and the quality of work that was produced. So as we look into the new year of 2024, we want to kind of get to know a lot more of the Fiero owners and the cars and what they present to the Fiero world. This is one man's dream, and both last section and this section were written by the owners. So I hope you do enjoy what Lothar has to say about his V8 North Star. The Making of a Dream by Lothar Becker. Man will never outgrow its search for new toys. As we get older, our toys become more sophisticated and most likely more expensive. This is my example, and more expensive. At first, there was my bicycle. Then I had a motorcycle. And later, my first car. Nothing fancy, everything used and cheap, but the fun was to spend endless hours upgrading, polishing, painting, and then showing it off to others. It was quite an accomplishment, as the rich kids never experienced. Like many others, my dreams were someday to own a real sports car. But unfortunately, Raising a family does not allow such dreams to fit into a household budget. Nobody I know can support a family and a hobby and own a Ferrari on the side. Then, in 1984, a dream came true. A new car by Pontiac called the Pontiac Fiero, in Italian meaning very proud. It was a four-cylinder mid-engine stick shift with only two seats for under $10,000. And it was also good on gas. This one had a sunroof, I did not need air, and had the built-in speakers and the headrests. So what did I do? I ordered one in silver. After looking at the consumer reports, it claimed that it was not a good purchase and that ice cream would melt in the trunk if you put it in there. So I was hooked. I didn't care about the ice cream. And 2 years later, I traded that silver 84 in for a brand new 87 GT model. This one had six cylinders, was a five-speed shifter, and I finally had what I always wanted, or so I thought. As several years went by, until I became aware of the Fiero clubs and aftermarket parts. And this is where it all started over again. Meeting other club members, exchanging ideas, going to car shows, meeting friendly people in a close environment rekindled what that old dream was again. Nothing is good enough. Everything can be made better. So I decided to upgrade the 87 GT one step closer to what I wanted in a dream Ferrari. I started adding different body panels. I added wire wheels, a redesigned exhaust system, a new suspension with new components, and an oversized brakes. At many car shows, I was given recognition by others of the work I had done. I sure had good feelings inside about this because of this, especially since I had done all the work myself and in my own garage. I was very happy with my toy, and I thought I had reached my final goal. But in January of 1987, I showed my car at the first World of Wheels custom car show in Chicago, and I met my competition. It was also called American Sports Car Two-Seater and goes by the name of Corvette. An overpriced assembled of painted fiberglass. About all you can do at a show is keep dust off your paint. There is nothing to show off of this car. Since everything is already factory installed, in the days following this car show experience, a little voice told me that I could do better. More changes on my car would be required to make it even more outstanding. But I felt everything was already done, except for the power plant. I had made many phone calls nationwide to other club members and other Fiero owners, including calls to my own magician, Elmer Schild. What power plant should be suitable to make my Fiero the ultimate sports car? I knew I wanted to be a GM product. Suggestions came as far as Texas and Florida, suggesting the new 3.4 liter, a 3.8 liter with a supercharger, both of which need a lot of modification and a lot of hours of work to complete, as would any project of this magnitude. So I continued my search for the ultimate, to do the best I can. The real dream is finally coming true. Location, my garage. Presenting my Fiero as jacked up in the air as it can get. A lot of changes are being done in the engine compartment. I visited John Norman in Indiana, owner of the world famous Obsession Fiero, and listened to his advice. I also discussed my desires with Gary Zumat, another noted V8 expert. The decision was made. Gary will be installing my new 4.6 liter V8 300 horsepower 32 valve Northstar engine in the Fiero. Without knowing our Fiero organization, its members and affiliates, I would never have come this far towards reaching my dream. My advice to you is to join in, become active, regardless of your goals or ambitions on upgrading your car, or just going for a Sunday drive or a picnic or a car show. It's all about the fun. Our goal is to bring people together and even work for a short while. Forget about all the hassles of everyday life. Present your Fiero as your Fiero, your dream, and what your dream is all about. That's what made my silver 87 GT become my dream. All right. As we close this episode of FieroCast, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays and a wonderful new year. Again, I just wanted to thank everybody again for listening to over 40 episodes of FieroCast and the award-winning FieroCast. This podcast was written by Oliver Schultz, the Pontiac Manufacturing Concept, and Lothar Becker, The Making of a Dream. This episode was produced by GoldenEye Graphic, published through FieroFocus.com, and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the award-winning and newest episode of FieroCast. This is episode 42 and is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you would like more information or have ideas on future FieroCast, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep Fieroing, and good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.